An explanatory note. The time has come to admit that in our first book we lied. Twice. The first lie appeared in the introduction, where we wrote that the book had no, quote, unifying theme. Here's what happened. Our publishing house, nice people, smart people, they read the first draft of our book and cried out in alarm, "This book has no unifying theme." Instead, the manuscript was a random heap of stories about cheating teachers, self-dealing realtors, and crack-selling mama's boys. There was no nifty theoretical foundation upon which these stories could be piled to miraculously add up to more than the sum of their parts. Our publisher's alarm only grew when we proposed a title for this mishmash of a book, Freakonomics. Even over the phone, you could hear the sounds of their palms smacking foreheads. This pair of bozos just delivered a manuscript with no unifying theme and a nonsensical, made-up title. It was duly suggested that in the published book, we concede, right up front, in the introduction, that we had no unifying theme. And so, in the interest of keeping the peace and our book advance, that's what we did. But in truth, the book did have a unifying theme, even if it wasn't obvious at the time, even to us. If pressed, you could boil it down to four words. People respond to incentives. If you wanted to get more expansive, you might say this. People respond to incentives, although not necessarily in ways that are predictable or manifest. Therefore, one of the most powerful laws in the universe is the law of unintended consequences. This applies to schoolteachers and realtors and crack dealers, as well as expectant mothers, sumo wrestlers, bagel salesmen.